But the Lord has been dealing with me about major fall. This was the first time, Jeff and saints that are watching, that I actually saw them falling like lightning, lightning. It was the second heaven, and it was demonic forces that was influencing those in the political realm. They were influencing them. And we see it. You just turn on the media. You can see it.
Yep.
And I actually saw them falling.
Come on.
You know, I saw them falling. So get ready. In these next few months, you're going to see literally, because if the demonic forces do not have the power anymore, then there's, you know what, they're empty. They have nothing to back them up demonically. Mm-hmm. And we see that in the book of Acts, when Paul the Apostle was having a ministry, and this woman, this that had the spirit of fortune telling, was disrupting the service for several days. And Paul said, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's done. And he rebuked that demon out of that woman. You know, the scripture doesn't give her name, but she was delivered. And when her master found out that there was no more room for her, for any, she was no good, you know. You're going to see this. So I saw the demonic spirits fall from their position like lightning. Saints like lightning. What the scriptures tells us in the book of Luke, that Jesus looked up and he says, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, when it comes to demonic forces, when you are under the power of God, glory to God, mm-hmm. when you're under the power of God, and this is going to be taking place, I'm telling you, any demonic forces, they have nothing against the power of God. And you're going to see this. This will be literally, you're going to see this. You know, you may not see the demonic forces fall, but you will see that the people that have been influenced by these forces, all of a sudden, they don't have that demonic zeal anymore. They don't.
Yeah, there's no wind in their sails. Yeah.
And when this happens, people will resign. Come on. Or the exposure will lead to getting fired, whatever happens. But you're going to see some open positions happening. It's important. I'm excited about what God is doing. We're entering the last 6 months of the year. The last 6 or 5 months of the year. So get ready, saints. Now it's on. The Lord has literally turned up the heat against the enemy. Yeah. He has literally turned up the heat against the enemy. This was something the Lord had showed me. And many times the Lord would use English terms to me so I would understand, because I'm English. You know, I speak English. Mm-hmm. So he would use certain phrases that I can understand what the Lord is doing. And so I'm enjoying this. Remember 2 Kings. I want to give you 2 Kings because that's what the Lord had brought into me. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 30, 34. I have it written down here. When Jehu, he wasn't a king from Judah, but a king from Israel. And God used him to bring down several kings, not just Jezebel, but several other kings. You have to understand, these were demonic kings. God was executing judgment, and he used the king of Israel at that time was Jehu, and before he became a king, he was a general, and an unknown prophet came, and man, bust that bottle of oil over his head, and said God was going to use him to execute judgment. So he had literally anointed Jehu for this. But what I'm trying to say is, this is powerful, saints. When you read and you study 2 Kings, he goes, and because he deals with the false prophets of Balaam, but he had to deal with a major stronghold. Her name was Jezebel. Oh, my God. Her name was Jezebel. Mm-hmm. And Ahab had already died. And Jezebel looked out the window, and Jehu is on the ground. He looks up, and he says, who is on my side? Who is on my side? And immediately the eunuchs, their type and shadow of angels, okay? The eunuchs came. They said it was two or three eunuchs. They took Jezebel, three of them, and they threw her off the window. And she fell. She fell like lightning. What are you saying? She didn't fall and break a bone. She died. Her blood splattered. Mm. And the horses came and trampled her under feet. As the Bible says, we will trample the enemy under feet. Mm. Read the scripture, saints. This was a sign. This was Jezebel. This was a stronghold. So you're going to see this. These demonic strongholds are coming down, coming off their position. So I saw that in the spirit realm. And it was many. It wasn't just one. It was several. I'm sitting there going, hallelujah, hallelujah. So you're going to see strongholds that were set over White House and political strongholds being brought down like lightning. And the positions are going to be void, non and void. Because if you don't have the demonic forces behind you anymore, what can you do? Think about that.
Yeah.
So this is going to be exposed. And yeah. Saints, the Lord was in, you know, so major fall in the fall. I'm going to say it again. It may happen in the beginning. It may happen in the middle. But major fall in the fall. Why did you say fall? Because I saw leaves. The leaves were turning brown. It was, the wind was blowing. It wasn't summer. It was 2021. I'm going to say it again. It was 2021. But the leaves were fall. Where I saw leaves and they were turning brown. Mm-hmm. And so I knew it was to fall. So I don't know if it's the beginning or in the middle or just before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know major fall in the fall. So we're going to see some things. Major fall. Not saying that it's not going to start happening now, because I believe it is going to start happening now. But I think it's a big portion of it. Like the Red Sea, when all of Pharaoh's men, you know, in the Red Sea, bang. That was very powerful. So get ready, get excited. There's a lot to talk about and there's a lot to celebrate. Oh my God, glory to God. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting about the fall thing. I actually was just listening to a small prophet. You know, I'd never heard of him before. I saw him recommended in the comments. So I went to go just kind of check him out. And he actually said the exact same thing you just said.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. God is talking to his prophets and he's confirming. Mm-hmm. So saints, I'm telling you, this is powerful. And get ready. Like I said earlier, there's lots to talk about and there's lots to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Get your celebration. Get it on. Get it on. Thank the Lord every day. Bless the Lord every day. Because, I mean, if you only knew, your eyes, your ears haven't seen or heard the things that God has for those that love him. Mm. There is major rewards coming to those that have standing with the prophets. Amen. It's even in the scriptures in 2 Chronicles 20:20. You know, you stand on God's word. You stand on God's word and you're going to be established. You stand with his prophets and you will prosper. Hmm. There is a blessing. There is a huge blessing release for those that stand with God's prophets. My God, I feel that anointing now. Wow. Yeah. As I'm saying it, there's a major blessing being released for those that are standing with God's prophets. And then there's a lot of people out there that are trying to speak against us. We forgive them. But if you will notice, many of them that are saying this are not prophets. Many of them do not have the gift of prophecy. They may have knowledge of things, you know. And they may have maybe Bible scholar things, but they do not have the gift of prophecy. So how can you talk about prophets when you are not a prophet, mm-hmm. when you don't understand the way the gift works? So God forgive them. God forgive them. But you will notice that. But it's going to be, they're going to be a lot of repentance on their end. I've already forgiven them. I'm like Jesus on the cross. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They know not what they do. They don't know. They're just going off of head knowledge and what they see on the media. Mm-hmm. And you cannot do that when you're walking with the Lord, because there's always things that are happening behind the scenes mm-hmm. in the kingdom realm.
Yep.
And we stay in the kingdom realm, stay in the kingdom realm. What did Paul the Apostle say? Keep your eyes on things on above.
Third Colossians 3:2, mm-hmm. I believe is what that is. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm always thinking about the things of the kingdom. And that's who the Lord is. Glory to God.